Visiting with Boone School Superintendent Julie Trappa. Good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here again.
And audio was great once you make him come and sit up at the table.
I'm glad to hear that. We're going to make that work yet.
I keep her updated on it.
But, yes.
We did have a very quick meeting.
It was.
I thought it would be kind of quick unless something out of the ordinary really jumped up. Let's do the school calendar for the next school year.
Sure.
Outside of losing a snow day opportunity, I think. That was really about it.
Pretty much the same. Families that have high schoolers will be happy to know that they'll be able to take their semester test before break instead of after break. That's something that we did change this semester. And Dr. Melhouse had asked the question about the different number of days, and realistically, with the things that happen in the spring and weather typically happening in the spring, we usually lose those days in the spring. So actually, it'll probably end up being pretty close in the end anyway. So to give our kids a chance to get that out of the way before break is something we wanted to try and accomplish.
So, but you got to remember, he's part of the older group that we counted days.
Yeah, and we count hours now. Yeah, so
it's one of those. But again, teacher contact days, and that's
it. Was a great question.
When you when you think about it, yes, a lot of your snow days end up in the springtime. A lot of your other issues, you get spring break.
Our seniors leave. You have classes that seniors need to be able to finish up. And so, having a few extra days in the spring might actually be beneficial to the classes, too. So,
and graduation is before.
Yes, it is. It's the same
Memorial
time as
Day.
It is.
So
yep.
That's the goal. You can only start on the 23rd, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so very similar to this year's calendar.
A little tight on the holiday break, though.
Yeah, it's the same as this year, next year. So we only had 7 days this year. Next year will be 7 days again. Okay. So it's a shorter break. Yeah. Depends on who you talk to, whether they like that or not. The kids, not so much. The parents are okay with it. So we'll
that's
see.
Okay. So many of the kids were sick during it anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Do, so.
Yeah.
We did have, besides that, of course, that was pretty much an automatic, I thought, because I know last time we had touched on it, you said, well, there aren't a lot of extra things we could do with that calendar.
No.
And it worked out pretty good, and I know you had reviewed it with a lot of the staff and new teachers and everything. So.
Yeah, we did, and I think that's the important piece, right, is getting the input before we put it together in the first place. So,
we got that done. So tell me about the public purpose statement.
This was
probably could have very easily lost people if they were watching in or happened to be sitting there and didn't really understand what it was.
So there is a thing called public purpose in public education, in that we cannot spend funds unless it has a public purpose. So, for example, private businesses can purchase food for employees and, just do
have
that.
Have a thank you
or
lunch.
Have a thank you lunch. Yeah. Or they can buy T-shirts for their staff and just give it to them. Those are things that we can't do as a public entity. And there are certain things we can't do ever and other things that are really up to the board. And so that's what I had asked the board to do, was to just kind of discuss some of the things they'd like to see in our policy that doesn't already exist. One of the things that we had talked about at our last work session was just honoring our staff, and sometimes simply having some water for a meeting would be nice, so that they could hydrate during the meeting, and just little things like that can make a big difference sometimes. And so I just wanted some feedback from the board as to what they'd like to see in the first draft of the revised policy, because we have a current policy that's pretty minimal. We wanted to beef that up, so I was just asking for input so that I could put forward a draft that might be close to what they were thinking, and then they'll be able to critique it after the first draft anyway.
So is this one of the things you superintendents, when you get together and talk, this might be something we should look at refining?
Well, it'd be lovely, but it's in the Constitution.
Oh.
So we would have to change the Constitution, and we just went through that as voters recently, where you'd have to go through to do that. So I don't think that's very likely. Just as the gift law is $299, and that's also in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So $2.99 with anything over that is a violation of the gift law. So, yeah, that's just something that we deal with. That we deal with as public servants.
Now, like when we voted for the bond, there was a revenue. I mean, we did a revenue purpose statement back then. Or no, that was for the sales tax.
We did a revenue purpose
statement. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the sales tax.
Same kind of thing. It can only be used for these. It
can only be used for certain things. So just all those different rules that we've talked about school finance, about you can only use money for certain things. Public purpose is just one more area where you can only use it in certain ways. And so, again, we just want to be able to provide our staff with thank yous and honoring them for the work that they do. And we're going to try and come up with a policy that matches the law and also our intent behind it. So, yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Well, speaking of funding and that modified supplemental amount, again, for dropout prevention at risk. This is something you've had to do on a regular basis.
We do.
And there is a formula for how much you can ask for.
Yes.
And folks, when you start talking part of property taxes, this is part of it.
Mm-hmm. And it is. And so we did ask for the maximum amount because we have seen throughout our system some needs with mental health and just support for our students. This year, we had hired a mental health therapist for Page and Lincoln that we share with Ogden. And so Ogden obviously also sees that need. And I think I shared with you at the time that I envisioned that we would probably see the need increase, that we would maybe want to expand upon that. And that's really what we're hoping to do with these dollars, is to provide more supports for our students with regard to their mental health and throughout like 2 through 12.
And again, this is more than I mean, some people say, well, that's why you have counselors. Well,
this is more than a counselor.
This is more than counselors.
So in the educational world, we have what we call tiers of service, and those tiers, tier one would just be what every student needs and every student gets. And tier two would be our counselors. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone needs some extra assistance here and there. Our school counselors are that. Tier three would be our mental health therapists, and that's just more intensive services. So depending on the need, we want to have a continuum of services for our students, and that's something that's been difficult to achieve, and especially since COVID, that's something that we see a greater need.
More and more, especially younger coming in.
Absolutely. So we have a couple of different ways that we plan to use that, but one is to hopefully find someone who has a mental health therapist degree.
She's looking and, around here.
Yeah.
Anybody in the
Anyone
corner.
Anyone have that, yeah. And if not, we will find another way to support, but that's what we hope to use those funds for.
And you were fortunate. It took you a little while, but fortunate to get who you got.
We were very
However,
fortunate.
YSS all of a sudden was missing somebody.
That's correct. But, yes. Yes.
It's one of those, again, it's... Because I remember when we started several years ago, when people would sit down with the legislators and they would always say, well, you're going to ask for funding. But all of a sudden it was, no, we need mental health assistance. Mm-hmm. We need assistance there.
Well, and what the legislature's done thus far is really poured a lot of money into the center, Scanlon Center in Iowa City. And they can provide some virtual services, which we definitely are participating with. But there's something different to having someone face-to-face. And virtual is maybe a nice Band-Aid, but we really feel strongly that we need those personal connections face-to-face.
Well, they didn't want teachers to do virtual.
So. Yeah.
Well, I don't
That's
know.
Right. That's right.
We'll figure out a way to do this here. All right. You work on that.
That's right. Good.
We do have, did have, well, that went on last night. This is one of those challenges, again, in that particular area, because I know we did do dropout risk prevention and had used some of that in previous years, again, for the school resource officer and stuff. But then we started to use more of it to do some enhanced programs for those students that were having difficulty. And absolutely, that's still where we're at.
Absolutely. And our SRO, that's something that is a resource. That's part of our continuum of services, building relationships. Officer Bailey does a phenomenal job of building relationships with our students. And yet, you know, that's one more adult that students can count on. And so that's something we definitely are grateful that we've had in the past and will continue to have. That's not anything that we would ever want to get rid of.
Okay. I told people I would ask you about your work session meeting, because as long we're talking about trying to recruit somebody to do mental health, hiring and retention, and we've touched on this in the past, even before you were here, it was an issue that we could see, just the number of applicants for positions.
The number of people even going into education. So really what Boone has been working on is we're working on a build your own program. And we do have several students right now that go into our classrooms that have an interest in education. And we're hoping that we can help build our own programming, high school students going in to be associates, associates getting their teaching degrees. That's really an avenue that we're tapping into a lot in trying to assist with our recruiting efforts. The other thing is just making sure that our school districts is a place that people want to be. And so we did do a survey with our staff recently and asked them, you know, why did they come to Boone? What do you think we do well, and what should we take a look at? And some just over, it was a really great thing to read because they had so many wonderful, wonderfully nice things to say, but gave us some feedback on, hey, if there's any way you could find more time for us to do the work in our classrooms, like we do lots of collaboration, which we absolutely need, but if there's any way to get a little bit more time for ourselves. And that was overwhelmingly the biggest one, is just time.
Time.
But really
there,
nothing.
There's so much demand on their time, too.
There is so much demand on their time. And so that's that was the piece that came through. So that's, we will be continuing to work with them on what can we do for those of the individuals that are currently with us to continue to make this even better, an even better place to work. But then the recruiting efforts of just what do we need to do differently. And so we are imploring Donovan Group to help with some of that. They'll be developing a video, a recruitment video to try and get, you know, word beyond just this area to say, why would you want to come to Boone? Because we have a lot to offer in our town and in our district. So it's not about just working for the district, but it's about living in Boone. So trying to do something that would help people see why we're so desirable. So
we do have the tools available for the training, the recruitment. And, I mean, working within, like you said, build your own.
Yeah,
I mean, those tools are there. And I mean, other districts are using them, too. We're not the only ones.
We're not the only ones. But I do think being as progressive as Boone has been with our work-based learning helps us. We are able to do this without the grant. We did get the grant for the healthcare, and so that's our focus on that grant. But this is something we can even do without the grant from the state. So that's what we're doing.
Keep working at it.
Absolutely. So really just the work session was about reviewing the information that the staff shared with us and coming up with things that we felt. And again, the conversation about public purpose was, okay, what can we do to help honor those that are with us? And, you know, we really want them to know that we value them. So,
because you can only give so many doors awards.
That's right. But we did have one.
We did have one last night.
And, we did. Sarah Anderson.
Sarah Anderson. And she is... sounds like when I listened to the presentation, it was like she's really organized.
She's extremely
organized. She's really good.
She isn't, honestly, she has really stepped up as a leader in her collaborative team and does so just to be helpful to others. And that's something that I think when time is something that people desire, she's been able to give her teammates a lot of time by presenting a lot of tools for them that have helped them gain some time. So that was something that they really wanted to honor her for going above and beyond, because certainly no one had asked her to do any of the things she's done this year. And she did it simply because she saw a need and wanted to help her colleagues.
So for you parents with kindergartners at Lincoln, tell her thanks and congratulations.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
She did good. Projects, I thought Okay, we'll find out how things are going. Last time we knew we were expecting the for the gym, the panels mm-hmm. were supposed to be coming in. It was going to mm-hmm. be done over the holiday. And yep. yes.
And it did happen. So the acoustic wall panels are up, and the design is very similar to what the paint was. So if someone hasn't been in the gym recently, they may not realize that the acoustic wall panels are up there. But our sound block, our acoustic wall panels cover the sound block that was up, so you won't notice the slats in the mm-hmm. in the walls. That's probably the biggest change that people would see, is that you don't see those slats anymore, just the design.
Still have to finish. We got some finalizing.
We do.
Our checklist is there.
Yes, we will.
Painting lanes and lines.
The lanes, we need them to redo the lanes because they aren't at the quality of color that we had requested. And then we want them to fix some of the lines. Some of the lines are chipping. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that those are corrected. And then I shared last night that once those things are done, we will have an open house. Despite the fact that we've been in the gym this whole time, we would like to have a time to celebrate with the community having that project completely done. So sometime in the spring, after spring break.
If anybody drives down West 8th or West 9th, then you all of a sudden go, whoa.
Yeah, there's a building there.
Yeah, and they got it when they thought the beginning of December. And man, Graybell's been... They've been going right along.
They've been busy. And, you know, really our hope and our goal would be the end of this month to have it enclosed. We'll see if we can make that, but on target. So that's excellent.
And out at the ledges also.
Also at ledges. So that's something that has been really fun to see it, you know, really start to look like a real building. So
I had someone asked me the other day, he said, well, I went out there to see it and I almost drove, and I said, no, don't go past, because it's pretty muddy there,
yes.
And they did not, but mm-hmm. they did get a chance to kind of look back.
Kind of see it, yeah. It's an amazing scene yeah. when you get to see it,
and
yeah.
And they can look online.
Absolutely.
You know?
And
you guys have,
we have
video.
There's a video that'll be coming out. We have registration for our ledges,
mm-hmm.
Save Your Spot Day on the 26th. And there is a video that will be coming out that Donovan Group is doing. And we okay. had them go out to the site so that people could have some video of that and see kind of where we are with the progress with it, because no one's really yeah. able to go out there.
And
quite
yes,
yet.
There will be a road built in the spring.
Yes, there will be a road built in the spring. And yeah.
So, again, one of the things about going out there, again, part of it was, are we going to have some before and after school programming mm-hmm. offering? And I know you guys have a survey going on, especially for
three-year-old programming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the survey, so last night, my scoop from the soup came out just asking people to fill out a survey around three-year-old programming. If people have any child that's turning three by September 15th, we'd like you to fill out that survey. And really what we are wanting to find out is, what is the need from the community, and is the need something that we can actually fulfill and make sustainable from the district perspective? And I think what people need to understand about this process is, three-year-old preschool isn't like all the other grades. Three-year-old preschool is not funded. It has no public education funding. There's no revenue source other than from parent funding. Mm-hmm. So we did put some estimates for what the preschooling would cost, what wraparound care would cost, and we need to see if we have the need and if we have mm-hmm. a way to fund it. And then the next thing, the trickiest thing, might be staffing. So even if we can find that, we need to make sure we would have someone who could actually teach that class and be able to.
It always gets back to staffing.
It does come back to staffing. But, you know, we had shared with the community that we would have a more definitive answer by the 26th. Mm-hmm. I think that we'll have enough information to give a more definitive answer by that time. So as long as we can get people to fill out the survey. So that is on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to get to it. The link, there's one on Instagram as well. Either of those areas, and just go to the survey and fill it out as a community member. That'd be great.
Please. Please do that, and especially if you have mm-hmm. children or
yes.
grandchildren that might be there.
Yeah.
Again, take a look at that. Because the more information you get, the better.
Absolutely. So. And then on the 26th, we're doing something a little differently than what we normally do, okay, in that normally it's just preschool, transitional kindergarten, and kindergarten that need to sign up. We are asking anyone who's new to Boone to also, like if you're if you've got someone who's going to go into first grade at Ledges, we definitely need you to do the Save Your Spot. I know our current kindergarten families will be asked to share whether they're going to be attending, because I just want to make sure we have staffing for all of the students that will be in attendance. We've had a few people contact us that we're going to have incoming first graders, wanted to know how they could come to Ledges. Sure. And so we want people to know that if you have a child the age that would attend Ledges Elementary, please just save your spot on the 26th, and first 100 get t-shirts. So
please.
First Ledges t-shirt, yeah.
Okay. But the big thing is, yeah, we know that everybody's going, well, I thought it was going to be so much bigger and stuff like
that.
And
it is.
And it is. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure. The staffing part of it is
We need to know. I mean, it doesn't do any good to have all the room for the kids and not enough teachers. So, and we value having smaller class sizes so that we can have optimal learning. So we want to make sure it's adequately staffed. So if we can know those numbers now, that ups our chances of attaining the smaller class sizes that we desire.
Mm-hmm. So if you know someone who does have a child that might be eligible for that, make sure you talk to them and say, the survey and, you know,
please,
save
yes.
the date.
Yes, please do that.
Save my space.
Save your space. Yes, there's plenty of room. We just need to make sure we've got adequate staffing.
Well, warmed up nicely. We've got a lot of different things that are happening. And again, at least on the facilities moving forward. Mm-hmm. But things in the district rolling right along.
They are rolling. And we do have a snow makeup day on February 13th because we had this snow day on the day before break. So anyone that had planned a long weekend, sorry, we have school on the 13th.
Or sorry about that. But
yeah,
had to. It is. Well, outside of the blizzard stuff.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
This isn't too bad, and it'll be a great day of learning actually on February 13th. So that'll be a good day. Probably a little better than even the day before break.
I think Mike's finding some muddy roads out there, though. So, in the meantime, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit. People should go and check. First of all, you guys are putting out a lot of information. Toyota Times.
We are.
Okay, look at that. Find out about her podcast.
Yeah.
They're not out, long, but it's always...
It's about a minute and a half, and they come out on Monday nights. I don't do them on the days we don't have school, so we won't have it on the 16th, but every Monday night that we have school, I'll have my scoop from the soup.
We'll have a new one out there.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us today.